An innovative program inside the D.C. jails asks incarcerated people how they would stop gun violence. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson got to take a look.
Inside a gym at the D.C. jail, tables are set up like a science fair. Detainees in orange uniforms are standing by to explain their projects to a group of visitors. Sean Johnson's a coach for other detainees who are part of the program known as Lead Up.
Each person that you see in this gym right now are all enrolled in some type of an educational commitment that they have a goal to achieve.
Today, they're explaining how they think the district can reduce gun violence, like creating a Department of Violence Prevention, enlisting lobbyists and the National Rifle Association to devote money and training to the problem. Deputy Mayor Chris Geldart is paying close attention.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the next great idea, because there's no patent on the good ideas on how we deal with this. And quite frankly, we need more ideas.
Geldart and other D.C. government officials say they'll use the ideas to reflect on how they can address such a persistent and deadly problem. Amy Lopez is Deputy Director of College and Career Readiness for the D.C. Department of Corrections. She's also the architect of the Lead Up program, which she says hasn't been used with incarcerated adults before.
They really get to be problem solvers for what's happening in their own city, so they feel less disenfranchised. And then it also gives the community an opportunity to humanize what's happening in a prison or a jail.
In each of three housing units, detainees work to get their GED or toward a college degree or professional certification. Lopez came to Washington for another job near the end of the Obama administration, but it didn't work out.
I was hired to be the first superintendent for the first ever school district to be built inside the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
A few months later, the Trump administration took a different, more punitive approach, and Lopez was let go. She moved to the local government, where she's developed programs like this one. In a far corner of the gym, detainee Xavier Lee, who goes by X, is chatting with a judge.
This is one of my favorite people that I've met here, which is really bizarre, right? Because he's a judge, you know, so it's not a normal relationship.
Maybe it should be a normal relationship, says Judge Zia Faruqi.
As X said, we play a part in each other's lives. And for me, I think that relationship doesn't end when someone is sentenced or detained.
Detainee Leon Lipscomb says the time in jail can pass slowly, and it's hard to find ways to be productive.
Just because I'm back here doesn't mean that I don't care, doesn't mean that I'm invisible. And maybe there's something that I can bring from behind the wall, some perspective to the world.
Lipscomb says he's got papers and exams due soon that are making him a little anxious.
But to be stressed out in a productive way, I'm not talking about being stressed out about my court date or about my lawyer coming. I'm stressed out about things that are going to further my education.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.